The following program may contain mature subject matter. Listener discretion is advised.
This program was produced by and first broadcast on Radio Hawke's Bay, a community access media station. Thank you to New Zealand On Air for making this type of programming possible.
You're listening to Radio Hawke's Bay. I'm Ken Morrison, and today it's my pleasure to be speaking to Australian comedian Heath Franklin, better known to us mere mortals as his alter alias Chopper, who's touring his new show, The Last Hard Bastard on Earth. And you can catch Chopper's new show at the Hastings Toy Toy Theatre on Thursday, the 15th of May at 7 p.m. Chopper, welcome to Radio Hawke's Bay.
Yes, g'day, how's it going? Sorry, that's Chopper. Hey, how are you?
Yes, it's great, thanks for that. Look, before we talk about the show, just tell us a little bit about how Chopper came about.
Well, it actually all started with, it was never a grand plan. I never decided I was going to spend my adult life traveling the world with a mustache in a box. But yeah, it all started when I was, I think, 20, 21 at uni with my mates, and there was a movie made about Chopper, and I just watched it and watched it and watched it. And, you know, as you do when you're that age, I kind of, we'd all quote it to each other, and I just sort of absorbed it, I guess.
Yeah.
Just by overexposure. So then, yeah, you know, I'd be hanging out with mates on a Friday night, and someone would go to bed early, and I'd be like, "Oh, there he goes, off to bed, mate. Not hard. Have a cry about it." So yeah, that was the origins, and then yeah, I did it at a show at university, and it all kind of kept growing from there.
And I wonder why an alias? Because I mean, obviously, you're generally a naturally funny guy, but why an alias like Chopper and not Heath Franklin, comedian?
Well, I mean, I did start out doing sketch comedy, you know, which is quite different to stand-up. Stand-up's all about, you know, being yourself and being honest and making people cry or whatever.
Yeah.
But, well, that's what it is these days. But, yeah, but, no, so it started as a sketch character, and then it kind of just got bigger and bigger from there. So, yeah, it was, once again, never a plan. I had done shows as Heath before. I did one a couple of years ago just to break it up from Chopper a bit. But it is nice. It is nice to have a character like Chopper that, you know,
People
can identify with. Otherwise, you know, there's plenty of 40-something white male comedians out there all trying to get attention. So it's nice to have a bit of a point of difference.
Indeed. And your character is loosely based, of course, on Chopper Reed, the Australian murderer. And you've met him in the flesh, so to speak. Did you give him his blessing?
Not particularly. Yeah, no, he wasn't entirely welcoming, but he did say that, you know, I should stick to theatres and he was going to do pubs or something like that. But yeah, I have to admit, the more I found out about the actual Chopper, the less I was inclined to imitate every aspect of his life. It was sort of the little snapshot you get from watching a movie. You think it's sort of a bit bleak, a bit dark, but kind of funny. And then the more facts you kind of add to it, the more you're like, nah, this is getting less funny, the more acting you get. So... Part of the comedy comes from the departure from that too.
Now, I wonder what it is, Chopper, about your particular style of comedy that we all love. And are there any subjects that you consider to be too taboo to go there?
I don't think there's any subjects that are too taboo. I think, you know, generally there's some kind of points of view that we keep hearing over and over again, and there's no point reinforcing them. So I think if I'm going to talk about any subject, it's got to be a new perspective or something new to think about. And most importantly, it's just got to be funny too. Like a lot of these kind of edgy comedians out there at the moment are basically just making the same bunch of jokes about the same bunch of people. And I'm like, well, I've heard that. So, yeah, I think you can tackle any subject you want as long as you do it sort of responsibly and you're not just adding to the noise.
And generally your audiences love the way that you tell the story, because we're all thinking the story, but you're telling the story, making us laugh. We all relate to it. That's the way it works, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, I did spend a lot of time growing up in the country when I was younger. So I think that kind of informs Chopper's voice a little bit as well in terms of his perspective on things like that. There's just that sort of, you know, gritty, two steps closer to reality kind of thing, which I think really resonates with, you know, people, especially outside of big cities. But yeah, so I think it's a bit of like, you know, tells it like it is,
Even
if it's a bit uncomfortable sometimes. And I mean, the other thing is that a lot of comedy is making people uncomfortable and then suddenly making them feel comfortable again. You know, that's where the laughter comes from. So When I'm writing jokes, I like to kind of put myself in the middle of a minefield And then slowly tiptoe out and then, you know, bow at the end kind of thing.
And tell us about The Last Hard Bastard on Earth. How long was that show in the making?
Well, usually, you know, I kind of start writing a show at the end of a year and then polish it up and get it ready and try it out. And then it starts sort of hits the road in about February. And so, yeah, it's a good sort of 3 or 4 months old now, which is pretty good. But it's basically, it's a bit sci-fi. The premise is that that 5 years from now, about 2030, the world is basically extinct. Humankind's been wiped out. The only person left is Chopper. So he's found a time machine and come back to try and save us in a kind of comedy version of Terminator 2.
Good on you. And one last question. Are you living the dream, Chopper?
Oh, yeah, I'm definitely not sleeping enough to be dreaming the life. But no, I'm getting there. Every now and then I sort of stop and think about my life, and I've got to remind myself to appreciate it because I have had far worse jobs than this. So
absolutely.
I'm living some sort of dream, yeah.
And maybe we'll leave the last word to Chopper. Tell us why we should come and see The Last Hard Bastard on Earth.
Because if you don't, I'll come round to your place and karate chop your pitch.
Good on you, mate. Look, thanks for talking to me, and I look forward to seeing you on stage at Toy Toy Theatre.
Yeah, fantastic. Thanks for taking the time to have a chat.
And just a reminder that you can see Chopper live on stage at the Hastings Toy Toy Theatre on Thursday, the 15th of May at 7 p.m.